This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, hour number two in the ladies' lounge, Georgie Borman will be with us, and then following that discussion, the Tim Tebow exclusive I've been promising you. Tim and I sat down earlier this week. We discussed a number of things, including the NFL, his Major League Baseball hopes, and of course the release of his brand new film that comes out this coming Thursday called Run the Race. I have seen it. It is worth getting your family excited about and going to see in the theaters. If you're watching us tonight on Periscope and Twitter, that's just brand new as of a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for being there. Facebook, you can still get us there as well. And, of course, on Biz TV, some 66 million households across the country and more than 300 radio outlets. So we're very, very thankful to have you with us in hour number two. Real quickly, before we get to the ladies' lounge, let's talk to Dan in Wichita, Kansas, who wanted to weigh in on the conversation we've got going on tonight. Line one, Dan, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's your thought, real quick?
Well, real quick, definitely we need the wall. I think it's been a smokescreen and just lip service for a long time. I mean, they put $25 billion in here quite some time back, but we don't do nothing about it. So it's just a talking point that we can't do nothing with. It's like good cop, bad cop all the time. But what I would like to say beyond that, we got too many crooked people in Washington.
Huh.
You know, we got, for example, Comey writes a book, and he's allowed to make millions of dollars on a book for being a crook. You got Hillary Clinton with Uranium One. McCabe. I think I could probably go ahead and throw Baller in there if you started getting into investigating him.
Well, I don't know completely about the special counsel, but Dan, your point is well taken. Thanks for the call. Thank you so much. And you know, what's interesting about this is that is one of the reasons why Donald Trump was elected, no doubt about it. That there's a swamp mentality that needs to be combated, and he has been combating it. I think the revelation from Andrew McCabe this week, where he said that there were actual conversations had, sometimes multiple, about maybe wearing a wire, trying to entrap the president, et cetera. And by the way, that all comes out on the 60 Minutes interview tomorrow night. Scott Pelley will have that on CBS. And, you know, that's telling because it's not townhall.com. It's not the Federalist. It's not one of these, you know, right-wing places, supposedly. 60 Minutes. And he's going to say, yeah, we tried to entrap the president. Very, very mind-blowing stuff. Every week, I love to feature one of the brilliant minds in media that happen to be female, and this week is no exception. Let's go to the ladies' lounge. That's where we do that at, and we love to get to know these ladies. We love to let them share with us some of their thoughts on not only what's going on in the news headlines, but also in things that they're covering and expertise that they have. And my guest tonight is a triple threat. She's a stay-at-home mom, and so she knows a lot about how to handle those kids. She's a talented writer for The Federalist, one of their finest, and she's also a burgeoning media personality. In fact, we're kind of excited. We're going to get to do some work together probably in the days to come with a new podcast, so we'll get into all of this. But Georgie Borman, no stranger to the Ladies' Lounge, welcome back tonight, lady. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me back on the show. It's good to be here.
Now, I don't know how much of hour one you caught, but we just did a simple, straight-up phone. Are you with Beto O'Rourke, tear the walls down that are there, or with Donald Trump, declare the emergency and build more? And, George, I have to tell you, and it's not because, look, I've got plenty of Democrats that listen to this show. We're on broadcast television. I didn't have one single person call and say, tear the walls down. Is this one of the most underestimated and over-strategized moves that the Democrats have made in a really long time? Are they reading the American people completely backward on this issue?
I think they are I think that they know where the American people stand. They just don't care. So, you know, back in 2006, Congress said that they wanted to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, 700 miles of border wall. And President Trump wants to build that. I do think that there's some nuance to the situation where nobody has to be on Beto's side and nobody has to be fully on Trump's side. I think there are some concerns that people have about the emergency declaration and eventually using funds that are triggered by the emergency declaration where the legal ground is a little bit squishy. So there's room to be in the middle. The wall needs to be built, but it does need to be built in a lawful way. I wouldn't go so far as, for instance, Ted Cruz, who was saying recently that President Trump is a lawless president. I think in terms of the spirit of the law, when you're talking about if we're going to interpret the Constitution plainly the way it was supposed to be interpreted, yes, he's violating the spirit of the law. But in terms of the letter of the law as the Constitution and other laws have been interpreted in the courts, he has some wiggle room here. That doesn't necessarily mean that the wall is going to be built, because I think a lot of this money is going to get tied up in litigation very quickly. And altogether, I think he can spend about $4.5 billion before he even needs to touch the provisions from the National Emergency Act.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting. And knowing, and the interesting thing about that is knowing Trump and knowing that he's a contractor. I've been around builders all my adult life. I've seen how they work. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets more mileage built out of the $4 billion that he can spend without even challenging the declaration funds, and maybe get to that point and say, hey, you know, we've got another couple of hundred miles built. I don't know that we need to do much more in this term. Because what they're actually, I think, aiming for at this juncture is about 297. I think that's the magic number for miles that they're trying to do. A lot of Americans don't even know that they've already completed like 40 plus miles of additional construction since he's been elected, and that was just funds that was allocated through different other ventures that he just found and was able to make happen. But I do think that you're right. You know, I had Andy McCarthy on my show yesterday on Friday, and Andy is a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, and he was big time lawyer, prosecutor, knows the law pretty well, a head contributing editor to National Review Online. He says, Kev, I don't like the fact that the president has been given this power to be able to make this declaration and to be able to use it. He goes, I don't like that. He said, but there is no question as to its constitutionality that he has the power to do it. And I think one of the reasons that you saw Trump kind of so longingly give Pelosi and Schumer all these chances, please go back and talk to your believe his tour 21 more days, please get this done, please, please, please. I don't think that in the president's heart he wanted to come out and go, I'm just pulling the trigger on this and you can all go, you know, pound sand. I think he actually did want to have a unified Congress that recognized the issue, and I think he looked at Schumer, you know, rallying the Democratic caucus in 2013 and getting $40 billion passed in the Senate with $8 billion of that towards new construction. And I think he thought, you know, reasonable people can get something done here. I'm with my last caller, Georgie. I just don't think there's that many reasonable people left in Washington. I think this is all about, because it's Trump, that they don't want it to happen. Because it's him, they don't want. If it was Obama, they'd be lining the streets, lining up, ready to go. Let's go do it, President Obama. Because it's Trump, they just don't want to see him have any success.
I think that that is the case, and I do think that the left might get some traction with the idea that Trump actually is an authoritarian president, which is something that they've been promoting since day one when he became a candidate for president. So this emergency declaration, unfortunately, I think plays into some poor optics. Also, I think it's important to remember that he had 2 years to work with a Republican majority,
right,
in
they weren't helpful
both houses.
That's right.
And I think if he was making this fervent push right after he became president, that we could have made a lot more progress. So I'm disappointed to see that he waited so long, but at the same time, it really does reflect poorly on the Democrats, on Nancy Pelosi, on Chuck Schumer, that they are so callous toward just basic security.
Yeah.
You have a lock on your front door. Why wouldn't you? You have walls. Why wouldn't you build a fence along the border?
Yeah,
or some sort of barrier, you know.
Well,
it's very, I'm speechless.
It's frustrating. And then you do see the Beto O'Rourke's going out there going, hey, we shouldn't even have these walls that are here up. Like, we should tear them all down. And I think you talk about optics. This is a preview of 2020. And it's not good for the Democrats. The Democrats are going to have to own the fact that they voted in favor of MS-13. Instead of in favor of the American people. And at the end of the day, that's a bad look. Much more with Georgie Borman straight ahead. She's our guest in the Ladies' Lounge. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. It's hour number two. Kevin McCullough and online. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. There's a live shot, if you're watching on Biz TV, of Times Square, and it is a hopping place tonight. We had pretty nice weather the last couple of days here in the world's greatest city, and kind of exciting. Georgie Borman is our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and we're excited to have her back. And, in fact, we're going to start having her even more regularly across my weekday and weekend broadcast, because we're entering into a new relationship. She is going to begin a brand new podcast, and we're pretty excited about this. Georgie, what's the concept of the podcast?
So the podcast is tentatively going to be called the 180 Podcast, and really the format is interviewing people who have completely changed their minds on big issues. So whether that's natural marriage, whether that's legalizing marijuana, whether that's going from never Trump to being a MAGA supporter. We want to find out how people change their mind. What does that process look like? What are the facts that convinced them? What are the circumstances that led them to think the way that they did? And now how has their worldview shifted?
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about it. I think that it will be helpful and edifying to a lot of people, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't think that there's anything else like that out there. And I love, because, you know, kind of my moniker is the binge thinker, I love to see how people actually process their decision making. In fact, I get asked this all the time as a dad, like, what's the most important thing you think you do as a father? I'm like, it's only one thing. There's only one thing. It's how I prepare my three little ankle biters to make decisions. If I don't give them the equipment to make good decisions, then they will be permanently handicapped the rest of their life in a variety of ways. But if I give them the critical thinking skills to be able to analyze, evaluate, and then discern and prioritize, you've solved a lot of problems for all of their life, far beyond my days breathing in and out while we're here. So I love anything that touches on that, and I love this concept. It's one of the reasons why I was very excited that we'll get to work with you on that. And we'll look for the first episode of that coming in the next couple of weeks or so. Georgie, let's talk about this other issue that's going on in Washington right now. If there's one thing that bothers me more than the inherent dishonesty about the border issue, or maybe equal, it is this trio of troublemakers that is made up of Representative Tlaib from Michigan, Representative Omar from Minnesota, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which I take great delight in being the person who pronounces her name the best in all of media. But it is kind of their crazy shoot 'em up, sock 'em up, we're going to take no prisoners kind of ignorance that it seems to be perpetuating Capitol Hill right now. And you talk about terms like anti-Semitism or even intersectionalism. They have advanced these ideas in ways that generations of congressional representatives haven't even been able to do. What do you make of the trio of troublemakers?
Yeah, this does definitely stem from their ideology, not so much the fact that they're inexperienced in media. If you make a mistake and you're just inexperienced, then your apologies tend to come across as more sincere. If you look at what Omar has said in her non-apology, that wasn't sincere. She has been warned multiple times, advised about, hey, the things you're saying, these are anti-Semitic tropes. These have been used a long time, and they're very derogatory and just hurtful toward Jews. And you're ignorant of the history, you're ignorant of the culture, you're ignorant of all of that, and you're promoting lies. She's been told this multiple times, and yet she continues to show her true colors. And I think the same goes for Tanika Mallory of the Women's March. For Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, especially her socialism, she really just lets that flag fly proud. But yeah, this does come from intersectionality. I've had people tell me that, you know, if it's anti-Semitic, then it's not intersectional. That's just not true. Intersectional ideology is basically a matrix of victimhood.
Right.
And intersectional ideologues have already made up their minds that Jews fall into the white, quote-unquote, oppressor category, and that they're privileged, and therefore any problems that they have are not nearly as important as the problems that other people have. And as a result, anti-Semitism, you know, the kind that you see from the very fringe of the alt-right, those things get downplayed, or anti-Semitism, obviously, within the Democratic Party as well. Those things get downplayed in favor of other favored victim groups that they would like to give attention to.
Right.
So I think there's a spectrum in terms of how anti-Semitic some of these people are, especially that are involved in the Women's March. I think Ilhan Omar is definitely by far the worst of them. But intersectionality definitely has played a huge role in making sure that the concerns of Jews in America and also in Israel are not heard.
You know, and you come at this from a largely philosophical and even theological viewpoint, which is similar to my background. But I also tend to think about these things in pragmatically in terms of campaign cycles and what they can expect. And I'm looking at the math for 2020, and I'm trying to figure out what Nancy Pelosi does to bring in any kind of reality to the Democratic equation. Because, you know, all day on Twitter today, if you defended if you even said, you know, anything kind about Trump's border wall plan, you know, the left just went nuts, which they generally tend to do. But they've got a significant personality problem on their hands, because Trump beat them in the Rust Belt, where traditional Democratic voters who may go to church but be in unions may be pro-life but want welfare. They may be, you know, big government on some level but very pro-family in a lot of other respects. Those kinds of Democrats peopled the Democratic Party for much of the 20th and 21st centuries. And if these three, and they're all, by the way, Omar, Tlaib, Cortez, they're all buddies with Linda Sarsour, who you just need, you know, everybody that's listening, she's a terrorist. She's sympathetic
to
the Brotherhood.
She's been prowling around with terrorists.
She's been defending them. But it turns out these three have been, too. There's different times when they've associated with different groups, and they've actually spoken in their defense. So they deserve each other, is what I'm saying. But if they have all the oxygen come 2020, this is a problem for the Democrats, because I don't think that the average Democratic household in Grand Rapids, Michigan, feels the same way about these issues that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does. Am I wrong?
I think you're right, but at the same time, voters have a very short attention span, and voters tend to latch on to the most simple, emotionally driven argument.
Yeah.
Or narrative. So I believe that Democrats for a long time have been much better at this than Republicans, and I believe that is in large part why Obama won twice. And that's really something that Republicans need to get under control if they want to continue to win elections.
I think wages, jobs, and a border wall will do it for Trump. He just has to get them all done. And he's done the wages and jobs part, but the wall is now the sticking point. Okay, Georgie Borman, final few minutes with her in our next segment. Don't go anywhere. It's the Ladies Lounge. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. We are thrilled to have you with us. And then, after we say goodnight to Lady Georgie, it is Tim Tebow time. Tebow time!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In Munich, Germany, Vice President Mike Pence says things are going well in America.
We came here to deliver a message that America is stronger. Our economy is stronger. Our military is stronger. We're standing with our allies. We're standing up, not just for our priorities, but we're advancing the interests of the free world, and we've made great progress.
California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock is defending President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. The Republican lawmaker says illegal immigration is a crisis that can't be ignored.
I think the president's on absolutely solid ground. This is an authority that dates back to 1976. It's been used 58 times.
State Department spokesman Heather Nauert has withdrawn her name for consideration to become the next ambassador to the UN. Nauert cited this decision as being the best for her family. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome. It's Radio Night Live as we delve into the final half hour here. Lots of stuff to come. Final few minutes with Georgie Borman in the Ladies Lounge, and then Tim Tebow's here. And then before we're done, a math problem for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You don't want to miss the math problem. Speaking of math, Georgie Borman, and thank you for being with us tonight, we tripped the $22 trillion number of our gross national debt this week. Now, just a little history. When Clinton left office, it was at about $5.5 trillion. When Bush left office, it was at roughly $10 trillion. When Obama left office, it was at $20 trillion. So in the first 2 years, Trump thus far has added about $2 trillion more to, or $1.5 trillion, something like that, to the amount that he inherited. But what do you make of this?
We're spending money that we don't have.
But it's play money. It's money that doesn't even exist. It's they got it out of a Monopoly box somewhere.
Monopoly money.
And they just threw it around. It's just, you know, here, you have some, and you guys have some. And
it's the millennials version of Monopoly money. It's avocado toast money.
Yeah.
Well, most of this, so I just find it so interesting. A lot of liberals believe that most of this debt is coming from foreign wars. It's not. It's coming from entitlements. It's coming from Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, all of these major programs that we have told the American people are absolutely critical to our survival as a society. So that's where so much of this debt is coming from. It's things that we've promised that we cannot pay for. And because we've promised them to the voters, not somebody else overseas, it's that much harder to break away from that. Once a program has been passed and it's even marginally popular, it stays there.
Right.
So we really need to look at serious reform. I don't know if President Trump is interested in doing the serious reform that actually needs to happen, but the budget needs to be basically hacked to pieces. None of this scalpel stuff that Obama used to talk about, like, it's got to be completely reworked. So it's not just about the earmark.
Instead of using a scalpel, he just went out and found more tumors to attach to the host. Like, there was no surgery in Obama's time. It was like, here, have some more cancer. But what happens when we actually decide to do something about this?
A lot of people are going to be unhappy, but after a relatively brief and painful period, I think the economic boost that we're going to get from people not having to pay so much of their paycheck to Social Security and being able to actually have that and invest that money themselves and get way better returns on their investment, I think people are ultimately going to be much more happy with that. It's a painful adjustment, and nobody wants to do it, so they're always kicking the can down the road. This is just standard Washington, D.C. politics. It's a standard state-level politics as well. But eventually, you know, you get to the point where even Gavin Newsom in California, he finally got to a point where the choo-choo train that he wanted so badly and that his predecessor wanted so badly is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's going to cost somewhere between $70 billion and $100 billion.
Well, and now Trump is saying, hey, send what we sent you back, sucker. You're not going to take that from us. There's a lot of people, actually, Georgie, I think I could get a popular movement going that want to saw California off from the mainland and kick it out into the Pacific and just kind of let it kind of float on its own out there somewhere.
I would like to be friends with those people because the People's Republic of California has been a tumor on this country for too long.
Actually, I saw a map today. I should have gotten the graphic for the show tonight, but it showed where people really want the border wall, and it starts at the border of Oregon and comes down the side of Nevada and goes all the way over to Arizona and then cuts down to Mexico from there. And
I don't know why Oregon would be spared. I mean,
well, that's true.
They're pretty radical.
Well, and you know, on that point, San Francisco now shares something with Portland. They are the only two cities in North America that have pulled out of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which was the post 9/11 cooperative between local law enforcement and national terrorism authorities. And Bernie Kerik, former commissioner of NYPD, good friend of mine, and on my show on a regular basis, was one of the originators of that program. And it has really thwarted a lot of very significant attacks that have been planned on the homeland. And right now, Portland and San Francisco, both are sanctuary cities, so you don't know who's living there. And now they're both out of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. That means that you could have terrorists plotting plans there, and nobody knows, and nobody's going to tell. Nobody's even investigating it because they're just not going to cooperate with the feds simply because, again, it's Trump. So liberals are willing to put the welfare of Americans aside if it comes to getting their agenda done. Check out Cody and Georgie Borman's book, Clocking Out Early. Get it online. And, Georgie, it's been a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Thanks for being here.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Code KMC.
Very glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be here. Next week on this broadcast, the entire cast of the brand new movie, what will have only been out for a couple of days, Run the Race, the new film put out by the Tebow brothers that tells the story of two young football-playing brothers. The entire cast will take part in the broadcast next Saturday, so be here. We've got Frances Fisher. She was the mom on Titanic. You've got the two stars of the new movie, Evan Hofer and Tanner Stein, that play the brothers, etc. But this week I was very honored to get some time to sit down with Tim Tebow one-on-one, and I wanted to bring you that exclusive conversation. We talk about a lot of things. We covered a lot of ground in the short time that we had together, and this is pretty much how that went.
Tim, congrats on Run the Race.
Thank you.
It's got to be exciting to be in the movie business. This is happening on the weekend that you just came off of A Night to Shine.
Yes.
Give me, what was that like this year?
It was my favorite night of the year. One of my favorite nights of my life. To be able to have 656 Night to Shines around the world, prompts for people with special needs, and to be able to crown over 100,000 kings and queens and have over 200,000 volunteers is special. And why it's so special to me is because so many things get to shine. All of those people with special needs get to shine as they walk down a red carpet. The churches get to shine as they impact their communities, and God gets to shine as we love people that are so close to his heart.
Yeah, I think New York had the most number of churches that they've had to date involved, and it was really cool to see. Why a football story about two brothers your first film?
It really impacted me, and it wasn't necessarily to do with the football. I think that was just to happen to be a piece of it. When we read it, it was a relationship. It was the struggle. It was the real life about this. And so many movies that we saw growing up and that still come out today, and even faith-based movies are like, oh, you know, if everything's going to be happily ever after. It's just not true.
Yeah.
It's not real life. And I'm sorry to break it to you. You're not always going to win. You're not always going to come in first place. But how even in the midst of it, we can have faith, hope, and love. We can walk away encouraged. We can walk away inspired. We can walk away ready to take on real life, and how there's ups and downs in real life, just like in this movie. And but how you can see God works throughout it, the highs and the lows, not just in us, but through us.
After throwing for 300 yards against the Steelers on a year where you were told that you didn't have the right kind of throwing mechanism, and then bouncing around another couple of years, I was one of those dads that really wanted to see you back in the NFL and my boys so that they could have a chance to kind of know the Tim Tebow story. Where are you at sports-wise? I know the Mets organization is still in play. What are your goals? What are your hopes?
Well, from what they said, I'll be starting in AAA, but the goal is to get to the bigs. But that's not just a win if I get there. It's a win that I get to live out my dream.
Yeah.
And be able to pursue something and that's on my heart, even in the midst of a lot of criticism for it. And I get to, you know, to do something that I love, and I'm passionate about that.
You've taken every opportunity when something looks like a door has closed or what have you, and you've always been able to use the platform that God has given you to turn light and illustrate something else. When you were playing at Florida, did you ever think that your life would be ending up where it is, and kind of just a very non-conventional path?
I didn't know. I mean, there's probably a part of me that thought, hey, you know, God, this is awesome. We just won two championships. I'm going to go win a few Super Bowls, and it'll be great. And, you know, I'll honor the other stuff. Yeah, I'll honor you the whole time. But, you know, it doesn't work out like that. But also, not everybody can relate to the highs, but most people can relate to the lows.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Has that given you greater impact with your...
Totally. I think so, in my opinion. It gives you... more relatability to be able to share that, you know, like most people have been told their life, you're not good enough, you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. And you know, I've been told that a lot. And so I can encourage them in the midst of that. And I do want to encourage that, as I feel like I'm here to encourage people going through lows, not the people that think they're, you know, on the top of the world. I want to encourage, you know, my goal, our foundation's mission statement is to bring faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need.
Right.
That's where I have the biggest heart for.
Last question. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
You broke a lot of girls' hearts when you let the news be known. But your goal was to remain abstinent and to be honorable to Christ in your dating and courtship. Why was that important to you?
Well, there's so many reasons that it's, you know, important. You know, and Demi's someone that is unique and so special and incredible. And actually, it's really cool because we met through Night to Shine, because her sister has special needs. And so it was my favorite night of the year, and something she's so passionate about actually brought us together. And so we kind of laugh about her sister was the matchmaker.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
That's incredible. Tim, thanks.
Thank you so much.
So that was the sit-down that Tim was able to give me earlier this week. And with no further ado, his new film opens this coming Thursday. Again, we'll have the cast here next weekend for Radio Night Live. But take a look at Run the Race, produced by the Tebow Brothers.
Hi, I'm Zach.
I'm the running back at Bessemer.
I don't date football players.
I'm going to convert you.
I heard he scored 5 times.
It's almost 6.
I tell your brother, I said, hey, thank you, Pastor.
Cover for me.
It's getting old.
Thank you, man. Love you.
Yo, somebody's radar, son.
It's not a big deal. It's just a letter saying that there's interest.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's a big deal, dude. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here. I don't want to end up like Dad.
Hey, you guys mind if I join you?
Yeah, that's my appetite.
We're family.
We're family. You're a drunk who left us after our mom died.
Oh, oh, you were as good at football.
What did you say?
I was in the family, right?
So this game about football season? Chance of scholarship for this boy.
Now is your fault. Track season's around the corner. They give scholarships for track.
I can do this. I've got nothing to lose and a scholarship to gain.
And you're going to come with me wherever I go. No
shadow, you won't light up. I don't need your help with my kids.
Your boys don't need a coach. They need a dad. You're going to look up one day and they will have moved on.
Dave?
You're good, bud. No wall
you won't kick down. It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
So there's a sneak peek, and it opens this coming Thursday, called Run the Race, from the Tebow Brothers. It's Kevin McCullough.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and huge thank you to everybody that was with us tonight. If you missed any minute of it, get the podcast. We are podcasting all over the place, SoundCloud.com, iTunes.com, and we've got a whole week's worth of breaking news and what it means and why it matters. My daily kind of analysis of the week's news day-to-day, you can get there every single day, and it's all free. There's a lot of hosts in talk radio that charge you X of dollars a month to get behind the subscriber wall to do that. None of that here. Just go and subscribe, and it's yours complimentary. We're so grateful that you decide to partner with us and listen each week. Now, I want to say thank you to Tim Tebow for his time this week. Next week, the Run the Race movie cast will be with us. Francis Fisher from Titanic. Do you remember Bubba Gump? Bold shrimp, fried shrimp, popcorn shrimp. I asked him on the red carpet a question that just was a stitch because he answered it without even breaking stride. We'll play his soundbite next week. But we've got the whole he's in it. We've got the stars, the two brothers that perform in the lead roles, etc. That'll be next week. But it was a pleasure to have Tim Tebow sit down with us this week. And thanks to Georgie for coming back and being in the ladies' lounge tonight. Now, I want to end with a math equation. This is just for Ocasio-Cortez, okay? So here's the thing. If I asked you to pay me $3, if I said, hey, here's $3, give me $3, can I borrow $3? You might be willing to give me $3, wouldn't you? I think so. So if I said, can you give me $3, because you're a nice person all on your own, but if you do, I'm going to give you $27 in return. Now, who would be dumb enough to turn down $3 turning into $27? Would you be dumb enough to ignore $3 turning into $27? Wait, don't answer yet. What if I said, would you give me $3, and I will give you $27 in return, but you don't have to give me the $3 until you've already gotten the $27 in your pocket. Now, who could turn that down? I'll ask you for it. You're going to earn the $27, but you don't even have to give it to me until the $27 comes to you. Who would turn that down, huh? Who do you think would turn down a deal to get $3 and then get $27 if she just gave you $3? It would be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because, friends, that's what Amazon wanted to do with the state and city of New York. They asked the state and the city for $3, and then they were going to give them $27. And for every $3 that they were going to give them, they were going to give the state $27 more. And even the state had said, hey, you don't even have to give us the $3 until you make the $27 and can give it to us. In other words, there wasn't anything. And AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the most stupid women in all of human history, actually said, this is bad for the state. I can't think of. That's it. I'm done. This is stupid. I'm out of here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.